from Sveta's Friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. We've been discussing about being Mekayim Mitzvahs Shelo Kederech HaNa'asim. We saw in the Gemara in Pesachim 24b that you're not over an Avera. It is not, you don't get Malkus if you eat Shelo Kederech HaNa'asim. So the Rambam and Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, who says that you're allowed to be Misrape with food, Shelo Kederech HaNa'asim. And the only time that it says that it's Aser, the only way you're allowed to take it is if it's Bikuach Nefesh, is if you're taking a Kederech HaNa'asim. But Shelo Kederech, you're off the hook. So if you eat it, you mix in something bitter and the like. So now we're continuing. We've already seen, Baruch Hashem, a lot of Neflos Mitaras Hashem. This is again based on the Torah of Maran Hagaon, Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Zatzal. The Chasam Sofer, in his Chedushin to Pesachim, the Chof Dalet Omid Beis, brings a raya that your Yotzei, your Mitzvah's essay, even when you reach a Loka Derech HaNa'asan, from the Gemara in Menachas, and Daf Tzadi Tes. There it says that if Yom Kippur is Chal and Erev Shabbos, the soyer of Yom Kippur is to be eaten that night, and the Bavlim eat it raw. In other words, Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos. So, when are you going to eat the soyer of Yom Kippurim? After Yom Kippur and Shabbos. But how are you going to cook it? So the Bavlim would eat it raw. And the kasha is, how are they Yotzei, the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim? They're eating it raw, and it's Shelo Kederech HaNa'asan. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's true that you don't get Malkus for eating Shelo Kederech HaNa'asan, because the Torah is Rachmanis on you, that you shouldn't get Malkus if you eat Achila Brura. Unless you eat Achila Brura, it has to be a clear, what people call eating. That's when it comes to Malkus. However, when it comes to a mitzvah, you are Yotzei af ba'achila kolshu. When it comes to mitzvah, any type of eating is good enough. Va'afilu shelo kederech hana'asan. And even if it's not in the normal way that people are nene, you're mekayim mitzvah achil. That's how these bavlim who would eat the sar shayom akipurim, they'd eat it raw, they'd be Yotzei the mitzvah. L'chora yesh l'tumua l'chasim sofer. We have a kash in l'chasim sofer. Because Tosas and Menachos there says, that in Bavlim are mentioned with Gnai, that they eat it raw, even though they're doing a mitzvah that it shouldn't come to Noser, it shouldn't be left over, but they were margil themselves to eat it raw the whole year, and it looks like Rav Tanusa, it looks like they're being gluttons. So Miloshan Atosis is mashma that they're not Yotzei Yidei Mitzvah Achilas Kotchim when they eat it Shelo Kederech Hana. Otherwise, why do they write that they're doing a mitzvah Shelo Yavo Lidei Nosar? Tosfos says, you know why they're eating it? They're eating it that it shouldn't come to Nosar. It's very nice, but it's going to lead to them eating it raw all the time. And they were marga themselves to eat it raw, and that isn't good. Seder, but why say that they're doing a good thing at the time? Because they're preventing it from coming to Nosar. Tell me a better for it. Tell me, you know why it's terrific what they're doing? Because they're doing a mitzvah of achilas kachim. Tosfos there says, what they're doing is they're preventing it from becoming noser. My pitom, preventing it from coming noser. Tell me that they're eating kachim. Not just that they're preventing it from becoming noser. Because eating a chatas tzibur is a mitzvah. Like the Rambam writes. And not preventing it from coming noser is just preventing an avera. So this Tosis apparently would be a kash in the Chasam Sofer. So it could be that the proof of the Chasam Sofer is from the end of Tosfos, that they're mentioned l'gnai because they're marga themselves to eat it raw, af b'chol hashana, demechze kerav tanusa. It looks like gluttony. But it's mashmav not for the gluttony. They could eat it chai. And it's not considered shelo kederech hanasa. Because in general, shelo kederech hanasa is fine. Just here, it looks like a gluttony. It looks like raftonis. The Rashash there in Menachos proves from Tosfos that you're not yotzei b'mitzvah shelo kederech hana. And he makes the diuk. He says, why doesn't it say they're mekayim the mitzvah say of achilas kachim? But then he notes that why does Tosfos say it's mechzik harav tanusa? Why doesn't Tosfos say better? Why doesn't Tosfos say they're not even mekayim the mitzvah say when they eat it like that? It's kedai to look in the tshuvos of the Ksav Sofer in Yerodeh at the end of Siman Yud Ches. Maybe we can say that the raya that there's no raya from the end of Tosfos that they're yotzei shelo kederech hanasan when they say that the only problem was rav tanusa, because it could be that you're not yotzei shelo kederech hanah, because nevertheless there's a mitzvah for the kohen to eat kachim. Nevertheless, it's not a chovas gavra that everybody's mechuyev to eat kachim. Rather, the mitzvah is that the kachim should be eaten by the kohanim. And we've discussed this a lot in our shiurim, that there's a mitzvah for kachim to be eaten besides the mitzvah to actually eat the karmen. So if miktsas kohanim, if some of them eat it k'derech mitzvah, k'derech hana'asan, so this karmen already has the mitzvah of achila, and that the bavlim eat it raw, there's no bittul mitzvah seseh. Because the mitzvah was already fulfilled by the other Kohanim. There's no Gnai. In other words, the Kohanim that ate it Kederech, they were Mekayim, the mitzvah, now the carbon's being eaten properly. And the Kohanim who did not, because the mitzvah is on the carbon should be eaten. And the Kohanim who ate it, Shelo Kederech, so they were in Mekayim any mitzvah, but it's the only Gnai is not, the Gnai is not that no mitzvah was Mekayim, because the other people were Mekayim, the mitzvah, who ate it normally. And those who ate it raw, the Gnai is that it was Raftanus, but the mitzvah itself was already Mekuyim, but they weren't Mekayim any mitzvah. Because Achila Shelo Kederech Hanah is not considered a Achilas mitzvah. But we don't say that there's no mitzvah because other people were Mekayim the mitzvah, but they themselves weren't Mekayim a mitzvah, and they just weren't Mevatel the mitzvah because other people ate part of the carbon Kederech. But if it were just them eating it shelo kederech, then they wouldn't have been mekayim anything. So it's famous, the Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma, says that lechem apanim, the Kohanim used to get a very small amount, kipul, and the tznuim moshchem es yadeim, v'gagaranim notlim ba'ochlim. So the tznuim, the modest Kohanim, wouldn't take this little bit, and the gagaranim would take. Tosi Shanim writes, but there was no mitzvah achila legamrei, since there was only a kapul and they were in saveya. But it's difficult to understand, since less than a kezayis you're not yotzei mitzvah achilas kachim. So how are they mechalik it in such a way that everyone gets kapul? They're mevatel mitzvah achilas kachim. So therefore, it must be if one guy eats a kezayis, that's enough, and then everybody else could eat kapul because now the carbon is being eaten. And the Chasam Sofer writes this in Orach Chaim Memtes Behedya, that it's enough b'achilas kezayis echad mikol ha-korban. It's enough to eat one kezayis from the whole korban properly. Uvevaday shim lo yenechom milechom apanim. That's why they lechom apanim, a kezayis was eaten, and then the rest can get kipul. But if the whole thing was eaten kipul, then it wouldn't have been beseder. So we could say the same thing about this the sari on Yom Kippur. A kezayis was eaten properly, and the mitzvah was mekuyim, and now the rest, there's no kiyum mitzvah, but at least there's no bittul mitzvah. And that's why Tosfos says that, you know what mitzvah they were doing, that it shouldn't come to noser. So they themselves weren't doing a mitzvah when they ate it because it was shelo kederech. But at least they're doing the mitzvah, it shouldn't come to noser, like the Rush writes in Nedarim. There's a mitzvah to eat kachim that it shouldn't come to noser. It shouldn't be left over. So it seems from Tosfos that there's no kiyum mitzvah of actually eating when you eat shelo kederech. They just saved it from being noser, but there was no kiyum mitzvah in their etzim achila. In the tshuvas of the Ksav Sofer and Aruch Chaim and Simit Tzadi Vav, he writes that the bavlim that ate it raw weren't yotze mitzvah achilas kachim. They just prevented an aveira. They did a mitzvah that shouldn't come to noser. And he writes that by achilas kachim you're not yotze when you eat shelo kederech hanoah. Nevertheless, by matzah maybe you're yotze. And kachim are different. That you have to eat lamashcha legedula in a chashuv way. Shelo kederech hanoah is not derech gedula. But other mitzvahs are derech gedula. So it could be other mitzvahs don't have to be derech gedula. You can eat it shelo kederech hanoah. Dafka kodshim has to be derech hanoah. And maybe Pesach also. You have to eat it sli, which is derech gedula, like the Sefer HaChinuch says. So it's derech hanoah. But matzo maru, maybe you say shelo kederech hanoah. It's not like kodshim where it says lamashcha. So the Ksav Sofer was mesupik. If by Pesach you need lamashcha, he suggests maybe by Pesach you need lamashcha, and that's why you're eating it with tzli. So since maybe you need lamashcha, you have to eat it kederech hanah, kederech hanah asan. But what's the suffik? Rashi writes b'sachim daf peivav. The reason Pesach is eaten ala sova is because we require lamashcha legedul. That's mefurish. So why you eat the Pesach like chasha people, not in an empty stomach? This is discussed in the Kochav Miyankiv in Simen Chav Zayin, the Dovev Meisharim in Chela Gimel Simen Mem Gimel. And it could be matzah also requires lamashcha gedula, legedula. You have to eat it in a chashuv way, like the Rambam writes in his Perish Mishnayis, that you have to eat the matzah bes seba because that's the way chashuv people eat it, derech eres. The Tshuvas Chazon Nachum and Simen Memtes, he brings to the Maharsha that Achilas Matzah is Kachilas Shari Mincha. And since Matzah is equated to Pesach, Pesach we require Lamashcha L'Gedula. So by Matzah we also require Lamashcha L'Gedula. So it's like a Mincha. You have to eat it derech hashivus, just like the Pesach. So that's the Ayin Sham and the Chazon Nachum and Simen Memtes. So based on what we said, that really, or alluded to, that really there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is eating kachim, and the other, v'achlo asam asher kupar behem, and the other one is that it shouldn't come lidei noser. The first mitzvah is only kederech hanah, but it's enough that a kohen should eat a kezayis, and that's enough. And the second mitzvah is even shelo kederech hanah. So based on that, we can explain that we see in Parshas Tzav, that it says Gabi Sheri Mincha Vav Tes Banoseris Mene Yochlo Aaron Abanav Matzis Teyacha B'Makom Kodesh. So it says Lashon of Veha Noser Mimeno Yochlu, and then it says Matzis Teyacha B'Makom Kodesh. Yochlu is on the Gavra, Teyacha is on the Machel. Bechatas also, Akoin HaMachat Yosi Yochlenu B'Makom Kodesh Teyacha. two Lashonos, on the Gavra and the Meichel. Also by Asham, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochlenu B'Makom Kadosh Yochel, Gavra V'Cheftza, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochlenu B'Makom Kadosh Yochel. But by Shlomim, Tizubasar, as it was Sar Teva told the Zevach, told the Shlomim, B'Yom Karbono Yeachel, Lo Yenechem Enu Ad Boker. There it only says Yeachel. It's talking about the Machel, but not in the Gavra. So why in the other Pesukim do we see reference to the Gavra eating, and by Shlomim only to the Cheftza, to the Meichel? So based on what we said, it's very good, because the Tzlach, the Tzlach in Beitza 19a has a suffix, if there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kochim Kalim. The Kohanim have a mitzvah to eat, that we know. But what about Kochim Kalim? Well, Bamis in the Ran and the Darim Daf Dalet Amud Beis Muchot, there's no mitzvah of Achilas Kochim Kalim, only Pesach. So now we understand very well. Because by Kochim Kalim, there's a mitzvah to eat. And therefore it says Yochel on the Gavra, and it also says Teochel, that the Cheftza should be eaten. Because there's a mitzvah that it shouldn't come to Noser. And the Chovas Gavra is only when you eat it, Kederach HaNaoso, but for that it's enough of a Gezayis. And the rest, it could be Shelo Kederach HaNaoso. But by Shlomim, which is Kochim Kalim, it says Yeochel. Because there's no mitzvah of a Chovas Gavra to eat, just that it should be eaten, it shouldn't come to Noser. Therefore, since the other Pesukim are dealing with Kochei Kochim, it says the Lashon of the Gavra and on the Cheftza, the mitzvah on the Gavra to eat and the Cheftza that it should be eaten. But by Shlomim, which is a mitzvah only on the Cheftza, because it's not on the Gavra, because it's Kochim Kalim, there's no mitzvah of Kochim Kalim to eat Kochim Kalim. At least according to some, seen from the Rambam that there is a mitzvah. But it would work at least according to the suffix of the Tzlach and the Ran. So, just to summarize, we had three shiurim, and what's the din? What's the halacha? Are you yotzei a mitzvah when you eat shelo kederach hana? So, we saw a lot of rayas from the Shara Melech and the Ksav Sofer that you're not yotzei, but we were doch all those rayas because they're all involved in ha'alosase. And if you eat it shelo kederech, then even though normally lo to say you're not over, but the achila is machshavit, the mitzvah is machshav the achila. So therefore you are over on the lo saseh. So all the rayas that we brought in the previous shir were not good rayas, because we saw that they were only relating to a case where you have to be docha lo saseh, and there shelo kederech hana doesn't work. So those are the rayas that we brought. The Chasam Sofer and the Toras Chaim learned that a yotzei a mitzvah even shelo kederech hana. And we saw in the Mishnah Melech said in Pashtus, you're not yotzei. Why are you not yotzei? And you're not yotzei because it's not considered achila linyan losa say. Why should it be considered achila linyan asay? But the Toras Chaim and the Chasam Sofer says you are yotzei. So the bottom line is that you can't eat matzah kederach hanasan, you should at least eat it shelo kederach hanasan. And that's a shaila again today with Corona, that how are you going to if a person doesn't have time, he's not even tasting the food, is that considered eating when there's no hana in the eating? So it's probably better that somebody else should make the bracha for you, for this person, or any time he's eating shelo kederach hana, so that he should be mekayim the mitzvah, and that somebody else should make the bracha on his behalf, so you don't get into bracha levatala problems. All right, sweet friends, there's so much to say, like I mentioned in a previous shir, that in the website of Merkaz Harav, where they have a Meftech LeRambam, and every Rambam they have a list of makaros, they have maybe hundreds just on this Rambam. And Yisori HaTorah and Anachila Kederech v'Shelo Kederech, and saying each Marim Mokom is many of them are Olam HaMaloah. So yeah, we have a lot of work on our hands. So we hope Hashem should give me life and you life, or you life and me life. Start with you. And we should have simcha v'tuv lev of merov kol, and we should be zochet to learn a lot in good health and prosperity. Shalom, shalom.